Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Us mere mortals who do not make video games for a living can only imagine the amount of complexities that go into programming one of these things. When it all goes smoothly, it's a dream to play, but one little mishap on the technical side and we can sometimes end up with an exploit. In this list, we're taking a look at a bunch of popular exploits everybody tried their hand at, until they were patched out, of course, or fundamentally revolutionized a genre, either or. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video game exploits we all did. Number 10, Loot Cave, Destiny. I can't think of many more iconic places to start off this list than Destiny's infamous loot cave, so that's where we're going to begin. Cast your mind back to 2014, and the Pew Pew fans among you will remember when Destiny players uncovered a respawn zone that would let them almost infinitely farm enemies for drops and experience. The cave was found behind Skywatch in the Cosmodrome on Earth. Essentially, you were expected to stand far enough away so the cave would keep churning out baddies and you could keep looting their corpses. Bungie cottoned on pretty fast and shut down the loot cave, subbing in a pile of charred remains that, when activated, reads, "A million deaths are not enough for Master Raoul." It's a cute nod to all the murdering that you did there, and if you did play Destiny and never exploited the loot cave, your righteous gamer pin is in the mail. Number 9, Buckethead, The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. A personal favorite here, because if there's one thing I love in an RPG, it's stealing absolutely everything from everyone everywhere like some kind of kleptomaniac rummaging raccoon. What makes the kleptomaniac rummaging raccoon's life easier is when you can't be spotted doing your thieving. Sometimes killing off the subject who's setting off your stealth indicator is a solution, but that's usually too messy to work consistently. No, what you want is a humble bucket. In one of video game's greatest exploits, players discovered that they could pick up a bucket and gently angle it onto a nearby NPC's head in Skyrim, thereby breaking their line of sight to you and their treasured possessions, letting you pilfer in peace. Was it fair to the NPC? Absolutely not. Did it break the game? Only a little, but was it hilarious every single time? Absolutely. Number 8, putting the controller down, Until Dawn. If you didn't do this one, then I guess you're just a better person than me, or just maybe less of a scaredy cat. Now, this one isn't a pure exploit, as it doesn't strictly involve you doing something different within the game, but you are doing something the developers didn't intend for you to do to get past a certain trial with flying colors, so we're gonna allow it. You'll have certain terrifying encounters in Until Dawn that require you to stay very still and not move the PlayStation controller an inch, lest you risk losing a limb or a playable character. If you're a big baby like me, this might be easier said than done in this particular horror game that has plenty of creepy foes and the stressful threat of permadeath, but there's a solution. It may not be a solution you want to tell your friends you did out of shame, but if you like, you can just go ahead and put that controller down. Sure, you'll miss out on the trembling of your arms as you pray the console doesn't pick up any unintended motion, but you'll get right on past those sections unscathed. Thanks, exploit. Now I just need an exploit to turn back time and save Matt. Number 7, item duplication, Pokemon Red and Blue. This one has a few steps to it, but the kids who nailed it back in 1996 can tell you it is absolutely worth it. You'll chat to an old guy in Viridian City who gives you some Pokemon catching tips, after which you'll want to use a Pokemon with the fly skill to fast travel your way to Cinnabar Island. Here, you skirt your way up and down the shoreline using a Pokemon with the surf skill in an attempt to trigger a one-on-one with the creepy, glitchy Missing No. After the encounter, opening your menu and viewing the items currently in your bag should show a glitch character followed by a standard number. The glitch character represents a place value of 10 or above, and boom, the sixth item in your inventory will be increased by 128. Rare candies and master balls for days. Number 6, combos, Street Fighter 2, The World Warrior. This won't seem like an exploit to the younger gamers among you, but not only is it indeed an iconic exploit, it probably affected the whole industry far more than any other, so we'd be remiss not to include it here. Capcom fully intended for you to beat the crap out of foes in Street Fighter 2 World Warrior when it entered arcades in 1991. What they didn't intend for, though, was for you to be able to execute combos. Capcom knew that it was possible to can animations of particular attacks partway through by initiating a different attack. Doing so would let you land a bunch of hits that your opponent wouldn't be able to defend against, but it was decided these combination attacks were too tricky to pull off anyway. As we now know, this was totally untrue and gamers did it anyway, setting the stage for combos to become a huge and integral part of fighting games to this day. Number 5, rooftop camping, World of Warcraft. Camping in video games may not be something a lot of us are proud of, but it is something a lot of us have done. Rooftop camping in particular is, well, to put it lightly, frowned upon. Not that that stopped a lot of us in World of Warcraft. It may not have exploited the programming of the game, but it was mildly tricky to parkour yourself up onto the rooftops of, say, Darkshore, and rain hell down on players who were probably lower level than you and didn't know how to get on there. I'm not saying it's right or fair, I'm just saying it was possible and people definitely did it. Number 4, backwards hopping, Half-Life 2. Bunny hopping was a very well-known exploit, particularly in older games, wherein you could get some extra speed by jumping a ton. Half-Life was no exception to this, and in Half-Life 2, they tried to address it so it couldn't happen anymore, but they just created a whole other exploit. For the sequel, Valve added a force to push you backwards when you hit a certain speed, so you couldn't get crazy fast as was the case in the original. The loophole that players discovered here was that while they couldn't bunny hop anymore, they could backwards hop incredibly fast by jumping and rotating 180 degrees, causing them to zip at sonic speeds through the levels. You had to go backwards the entire time for it to work, but when you're going that fast, who cares? Number 3, the Sneezy Reaper, Persona 5. If you're grinding for levels, achievements, and other kinds of goodies in Persona 5, there's few better places to be than Mementos during flu season. The Mementos' ever-deepening dungeons may seem overwhelming, but nothing makes them more terrifying than the ultra-powerful Reaper, who will come for you if you linger too long on any level. His rattling chains are the signal to get the hell out of Dodge and not meet almost certain death, but if it's flu season, you may want to hang around. This is because during flu season, the usually unstoppable Reaper can be inflicted with the Despair attribute, and as a result, will not attack you. Eventually, it'll defeat itself, and you'll get all that XP without any of the annoying entire party dying side effects. The issue with this exploit is that the first flu season isn't until at least halfway through the game, but if you do want to do it then, you can still get a ton of XP for your trouble. Number 2, Super Bouncing, Halo 2. Halo 2 had a whole bevy of exploits that players could use to get a leg up in the game, but perhaps none were used quite as often as the Super Jump. The Super Jump, or Super Bounce if you're feeling whimsical, involved players exploiting a certain terrain flaw. The aim here is to trigger a crouching glitch by entering a small area and getting stuck crouching. Then you jump in the air and aim to land on a polygon seam, at which point you freak out the physics engine, which doesn't understand what's happening, and subsequently applies a large amount of force to the player model. Said force launches you up in the air, usually to somewhere you wouldn't otherwise be able to access. Safe to say this one is wildly frowned upon to use in games with randoms, but if you're just teaming up with a bunch of mates, it's a good time that doesn't hurt anybody. Number 1, the Rainbow Road Shortcut, Mario Kart 64. We know it's a little old hat by now, but we couldn't rightly make a list on the video game exploits that all of us did without mentioning the Rainbow Road Shortcut, because you either did this one or tried really hard to do it and couldn't quite pull it off. Rainbow Road is probably the most iconic track in Mario Kart history, and while everybody loves a good clean race, we also like to win, and sometimes we'll do that by whatever means necessary. For example, a convenient exploit, whereby the quickest racers can pull their vehicles to the left right when they hit the top of the first hill. Executed correctly, this should shoot you right over the guardrail and pop you an extra third of the way through the track, leaving all those non-exploit-using racers in your awesome exploit-using dust. It's an oldie but a goodie and an absolutely iconic exploit. That's the end of our list, but let me know if you can think of any other exploits that you've used in video games. As always, I've been Jess from What Culture. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you like, you can come say hi to me on my Twitter account where I'm at Jess McDonald. But make sure you stay tuned to us here for plenty more gaming goodness.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.